Welcome to the audio briefing on the most important topics concerning O2 Telefonica.
Today's top stories at a glance. Heated debates at the UN over a multi-stakeholder model to keep the internet free and open amid rising geopolitical tensions. O2's strategic expansion with Disney Plus, now available to customers through its mobile service, featuring attractive promotional offers, and evolving market dynamics in the German fiber optic arena as Deutsche Telekom capitalizes on competitors' challenges.
The Süddeutsche Zeitung reports on the heated debates at the United Nations General Assembly over the future of a free and open internet in an article titled, "Is the Internet Still Salvageable?" The piece describes how Carsten Wildberger, now the German digital minister and former head of MediaMarkt Saturn, took the stage in New York to advocate for a multi-stakeholder approach that has long been a cornerstone of global internet governance. His address emphasized that the internet thrives when its regulation and development involve a diverse range of contributors, including researchers, programmers, and civil society alongside governments and tech companies. The article explains that with current geopolitical tensions among major players such as China, the USA, Russia, and Europe, there is deep uncertainty over the ability of nations to agree on a common vision for the digital future, noting that disputes over the extension of the existing framework and disputes about digital sustainability and control are at the forefront. Moreover, the Süddeutsche Zeitung highlights concerns that the erosion of the multi-stakeholder model, possibly due to increasing nationalistic controls and divergent political priorities, could lead to a fragmented global internet landscape that might threaten digital freedom and economic stability, urging stakeholders to find common ground before decisive changes are set in motion.
Two reports from statbremerhaven.ie and mobaflip.de detail O2's strategic expansion of its digital entertainment services with the integration of Disney Plus into its portfolio. Both articles confirm that starting the 16th of December 2025, customers can subscribe to Disney Plus directly through O2 and have the subscription fee added to their monthly bill. The new offering provides access to a range of content from Disney, Pixar, Marvel, Star Wars, and National Geographic, with mobiflip.dd also noting the inclusion of Hulu content. Additionally, both publications highlight a special promotional offer for priority customers starting on the 20th of December 2025, which allows them to enjoy the Disney Plus standard plan with advertising at a promotional rate of €3.49 per month for the first 6 months. The StatBremerhaven.de article further mentions plans for additional promotional actions, possibly in connection with O2 TV, indicating a broader strategy to enhance O2's entertainment offerings.
Handelsblatt reports on the competitive dynamics in the German fiber optic market, highlighting how the ongoing industry crisis has inadvertently benefited Deutsche Telekom. The article explains that Deutsche Glasfaser, once a key competitor and pioneer in rural high-speed network expansion, has substantially reduced its ambitious target from 6 million to 3.2 million households due to rising financing costs and market pressures. The report details that Deutsche Glasfaser's revised strategy is now focused on optimizing customer activation rather than aggressive network rollout, signaling the severity of the broader financial challenges impacting many fiber providers. In contrast, the article notes that Deutsche Telekom is capitalizing on the situation, with CEO Timotheus Höttges reporting record expansions last year, and the company recently making its largest ever purchase of a regional fiber network by acquiring a 75-kilometer network from a DOCOM 21 in Essen, which offers access to around 25,000 households. Furthermore, the article outlines potential consolidation in the market, with industry experts and analysts like James Ratzer suggesting that weakened competition and substantial financing difficulties for rivals could allow Deutsche Telekom to further strengthen its position, as it continues investing heavily in network expansion while other competitors struggle to secure the necessary capital. As uncertainty looms over the future of many regional providers facing mounting debt and restructuring challenges, the report emphasizes that the coming months are likely to shape not only the competitive landscape, but also the pace of fiber optic infrastructure development in Germany.
In the competitor segment, Teltarif.d reports on a notable development in the terrestrial television landscape with the nationwide launch of Spirit TV on DVB T2 HD. The article explains that Media Broadcast has expanded its program offering by adding Spirit TV to its portfolio, and the channel is available free of charge on the Freenet TV 3 multiplex without requiring a subscription or a specialized TV module, a detail that distinguishes it from many other services on the platform. The report describes Spirit TV as a unique channel, specifically aimed at an audience with spiritual interests, offering programs focused on astrology, tarot, esoteric practices, and live interactive spiritual life guidance. The publication highlights that the channel targets a demographic of women aged between 40 and 70 and is produced in Berlin, indicating a specialized and regionally grounded approach. Media Broadcast's managing director, Francie Petrick, is quoted in the article emphasizing that the expansion of their DVB T2 offering with such a niche format underlines a commitment to enhancing diversity and relevance in free-to-air broadcasting. Overall, the report from Teltarif.d provides insight into the evolving competitive landscape in terrestrial digital television, signaling a strategic move among providers to cater to varied audience segments in a market that includes major private broadcasters like RTL and ProSiebenSat.1.
The Frankfurter Allgemeine Zeitung reports on the need for Germany to better harness the potential of startups as an essential element of its digital offensive. The article titled Startups Gezielt Fördern explains that countries such as the United States, China, and France have long used large-scale public procurement to actively support young companies, highlighting a significant gap in the current German approach. It details how direct award thresholds play a crucial role in simplifying public tenders, noting that while states like Baden-Württemberg and Hamburg have introduced favorable measures, allowing direct orders up to the EU cap of €221,000, or simplifying procedures for orders up to €100,000 respectively. Others like Saxony or Bremen maintain unnecessarily low thresholds that add complexity to the process. The piece further references a study from ZW Mannheim, which found that only 11% of startups participate in these invitations for tender, and a mere 7% secure a contract. An insight that underscores the lost potential in market access and trust-building opportunities normally afforded by public procurement. Concluding, the article advocates for a modernization of German procurement laws to better accommodate startups and stimulate innovation. With a call for streamlined, transparent procedures to mirror the successful practices seen in other leading nations.
The article published by Tagesspiegel.de, titled Lausitz is now a climate-friendly model region, presents the launch of Europe's first net-zero valley in the Lausitz region, establishing it as a model area for green industry and sustainable growth. The agreement, signed in Cottbus by Brandenburg's economic minister Daniel Keller and Saxony's economic minister Dirk Panter, paves the way for expedited approval procedures, dedicated funding initiatives, and enhanced education and training opportunities designed to support the region's digital transformation. The publication explains that the initiative is built upon previous efforts led by figures such as former minister Jörg Steinbach and CDU member Christian Ehler, who emphasized the importance of integrating digital technology and artificial intelligence into administrative processes to overcome structural challenges. The article further details plans to position the region as a European hub for green technologies with a focus on renewable energies, hydrogen production, and e-mobility, as well as research in battery and energy storage systems in several industrial zones across Brandenburg and Saxony. This comprehensive approach, as reported by Tagesspiegel.de, underscores a commitment to a sustainable future and a dynamic shift away from coal reliance, with an emphasis on fostering innovation, reducing bureaucratic hurdles, and creating new opportunities in emerging technology sectors.
That was the current overview of the key topics for O2 Telefonica. Thank you for listening.
This briefing was generated with the help of artificial intelligence by Artically.